Hey everybody, this is Ray here, doing another gameplay recording. I don't know if you can tell or not, but my voice does sound a bit different here, because I'm using another mic. The old mic I was using for my recordings has died, and I'm looking into getting another mic, so I should be having it soon. But until then, I have to stick with this piece of plastic, which is okay, but not my favorite. So, in this game recording, we are going to be looking at a tech demo called Extent. Now, Extent is a pretty unique tech demo, in my opinion. It is basically a demo of a concept that a lot of audio games don't really use much. And it also is sort of like a demo of the engine that allows this kind of gameplay. First of all, what kind of game is it? Why is this so important? Well, Extent is one of those games where you just walk around and stay alive as long as you can. Now, there are some games like that, let's say Super Decal, where you are walking around trying to avoid things. And in some ways, Extent is kind of similar to that, because you are walking around and trying to avoid or kill the zombies. But there are many differences. First off, Super Decal is an arcade game where you're aiming for the highest score and just trying to be the best you can be. Extent is a pure survival game. And it's not meant for you to show off and say, oh, look how good I am. It's meant for you to survive as long as you can. It's basically bare-bones survival here. And that is the main difference between those games and Extent. So in Extent, what you're doing is you're walking around, killing zombies, and trying to stay alive. So you might say, oh god, that's boring. Well, it's not really that boring because the area is not that big. And it is pretty populated with zombies. So you are going to find a lot of zombies just hanging around. And it's not easy to kill them either. I mean, you can do it, but some of them will just attack you out of nowhere, and they'll stalk on you. Like, you'll hear them, and then they'll stop, then they'll be silent, and then all of a sudden they'll start attacking. So, yeah, and there's different areas you can explore. And there's also power-ups you can get, like health and ammo. That's what keeps this game addicting, because you have to find those power-ups, and most of them are guarded. So, yeah, it's pretty fun. I'm using it on Windows 7 64-bit, and it actually works better for that than it did for my XP machines. My XP machines had bugs where certain sounds would play at the wrong volumes, and so I would avoid those spots. But this still has those bugs, but doesn't happen quite so often, so that's good. This game is for Windows and Mac. I don't have a Mac, so I can't tell you how that version works, but I would assume it's pretty similar to the Windows version. So, when you first start the game, you'll be brought into a dialogue with options. There's two tabs in here. There's the graphics tab and the inputs tab. In the graphics tab, you get to choose like the screen settings, because I think this game does have visual output for people that can see it, but you don't need it to play. It's purely audio-based. You can adjust the screen resolution. On my machine, you only get one choice. I'm not sure if that's different for other machines, but anyway, you get the choice of the color modes and the graphics, rendering quality, all that stuff. I turn as much of that off as I can because I don't use the graphics. I can't even see them. So yeah, that's the graphics tab. The inputs tab lets you remap the keyboard. So you can change the keys for different things if you don't like them. Although I have no problem with the defaults. Now that I have described briefly how the game works, I'm going to play it now and talk you through it. It does take a few seconds to load here sometimes. Especially the first time you launch it.
Extent.
There we go.
Stay alive.
Very nice, brief, to the point intro. So, ahead of us is the restroom. Behind us is the church. The bell is the church, and the weird sparky sound is the restroom. I don't know what that's supposed to be, but that's what it is. And if you listen carefully, you'll hear some ambience. Especially that. That's ambience. Don't worry about that. And that screaming is also ambience. But you'll also hear a very high-pitched beeping sound if you listen carefully. You might not catch it. I'll shut up so you can listen for it. Right there. It's pretty far off yet. It's on our left, and that is ammo. That's a special item. So let's go forward here with the up arrow. You move with the arrow keys, by the way. It's pretty obvious. And now we're closer to it. It's louder, so let's turn left. And that monster noise on the left is ambient. However, there are real zombies in here, so let's tread with caution here. Let's go forward, and we should get it. Or pass it up. I think we passed it. No, we didn't. Yep, got it. Alright, we don't have to be perfectly centered on these things to get them, but it does help. So, I'm going to turn around to leave the restroom behind us, because I want to actually go to the church first. It's nice and quiet out here now. I can show you this fountain, by the way. Here it is. Now, there are actually rainstorms in this game. Now, they're pretty much for effect, but what happens here is this fountain gets a little flooded over, and there's actually water here. So that's kind of cool. It's a nice little environmental touch. So here's the church. Now, when we go in here, we're going to hear another item, and there's going to be a zombie. I'm surprised there's not a zombie outside the church, but I don't hear... No, that's just ambience, I think. Let's go in here. We'll hear a zombie, for sure.
This must be the church.
Indeed, it is. So, I don't hear anything yet. Oh, now I hear the item right there. Straight ahead. And we will soon hear the real zombie that we haven't heard yet. Right here, there he is ahead of us. So if I press the space bar, I'll shoot him. Oh, he's not dying, I think. Now he's dead. He was pretty quiet because he was still pretty far off, and that's the ideal way you want to do it. That's just ambience, don't worry about that. And ammo here? Maybe? No, I didn't. The good thing about this game is that you can't get lost. It's basically a spherical shaped grid. You just keep going around in circles, and there's no routes you have to take. I'm getting lost in here. There we go. No routes you have to take. You just keep going however you want. Oh.
Find.
There we go. That's something you have to be careful of. The items will respawn if you, like after about, I don't know, 30 seconds after you collect them, maybe a little shorter. But the zombies will too. If you hang around too long, they will come back. And by the way, to get out of the church, you just keep going straight. Eventually you'll find a way out. It doesn't really matter. Oh, another zombie that I didn't hear. Oh, there, he's dead. And he was a pretty big dude. All right. So, that heartbeat means that our health is low, and it is raining, so. Not very hard, but it is raining. Oops, no, I don't want to go back in there. So we need to find a health power-up now. So if we go away from the church, back the way we came, we will find the restroom. We'll basically be back where we started. Oh, zombie. The real one, not ambience. I can't. Yep, he's dead. And the rain has stopped, so. Let's go in here. There's guaranteed to be a zombie in here. So I'm gonna. I'll probably be able to shoot him as soon as I get in here.
This must be the restroom.
Indeed. Yep. Now listen carefully to this beeping sound. It's a little different. It's a double beep. That means it's a health power-up. So, let's get it. There we go. And there's a dripping faucet in here, too. Alright, oh! Shoot. I am really... I need to get out of here now. Okay. Oops, go the other way, please. Yeah, we are... We are out of ammo and health. That's not a good situation to be in. Oh, I missed the ammo. But, let's see if we can get that health again. I missed it the first time. Sometimes you can get these. Oh boy. I might. Yep, got it this time. Alright. We're good. If you go straight through. Oh, please don't attack me. Please don't. Good. And there are flies there. Don't know what that's supposed to mean. So I can find my flooded fountain. Oh, there's a zombie there. Let's get the ammo, though. There it is. No zombie yet, but we are sure to see him. There he is. And there, we got our ammo. Now we can finally defend ourselves. So, that's basically it. I'm just walking forward. Oh, there's two zombies. We got them all. Okay, so that is basically the two main areas of this town. Oh, there's our flooded fountain. Now watch this. There's a sweet spot right here where it really has a cool stereo image. If I can get to it. I don't remember exactly where it is anymore. If I can, right there. It's pretty cool, huh? And we're running out of health because, ooh. You will run out of health just walking, too. I don't exactly know why. But we need to go back to the restroom to get health. And there's the swamp. I'm not gonna go in there for now. Gonna get to the restroom instead to find health. And there's that ammo power up we started at. Turning is a little sensitive sometimes. Yeah, I'm critically ill. The heartbeat just got faster, so I'm probably gonna die.
You died.
Yep,
dang.
I died.
Try again.
Yep, so it's just gonna reload the whole thing now.
Stay alive.
So let's go, let's turn. Oh, let's get that. There we go. Now let's turn away, go in between the restroom and the church, and see what we find. Alright, that's a 5-shot zombie. Wow, okay. Alright, so let's go between these two. And eventually... Oh, it's... Oh. Yep, we got him. See if I can get to the swamp. I'm having trouble finding it. There it is.
This one.
So there's a zombie in here, too. That's a 4-shot zombie. I love those footsteps, by the way. Alright, so that is all three areas of this game. The church, the restroom, and the swamp. As I say, this is a tech demo. It's not going to be the most in-depth thing in the world, but... Oh, I almost had him. He was a 5-shotter too. Nice. Oh, and there's our flooded fountain thing again. He's hard to... There we go. I think I got him, didn't I? We'll find out in a second. Let's go in the church. I like the church. I like the acoustics in there. Oh, it's starting to rain. What's new? Oh, I'm being ambushed. Let's get in here quickly. Actually, maybe going in here wasn't such a good idea.
This must be the church.
There's our... Oh, we're out of ammo. But we just got more, but I'm not gonna chance it. I'm gonna go to the restroom and get that health. Because the heartbeat's kind of slow right now, so that means I'm low, but not critical. Once it speeds up, then we'll be in bad shape. So let's keep going forward. Please don't attack me. Oh, now it's not raining anymore. Let's get that health power up. There we go. That's weird. Alright. Another feature that is kind of cool is Moby, your dog. So if you press the right control key and hold it,
find.
You get with a mini menu, and it says find, and you keep holding it, and you press the up and down arrows.
The restroom.
Restroom.
The swamp.
Swamp.
The gun.
The gun, which is like ammo.
The church.
The church.
The restroom.
So let's have Moby find the swamp for us.
The swamp.
And we'll release the control key and...
Moby, find the swamp.
So he's barking on our left, which means we have to turn left. And he will never desert us, so... If we stop, he'll stop. And there's the swamp, right there. And there's... If you press the alt key... He shuts up. So... There we go. Now let's have him find the church.
Find the restroom, the swamp, the gun, the church. Moby, find the church.
And there it is. Let's get out of here. There's no reason for me to be in here. I just wanted to show you that it was doable. Now, something that I don't quite understand is that there's this item, or it's not item, but there's this power in the game where you hear this like booming noise. Like it loops for like 30 seconds and it seems to make you invisible or invincible. And it doesn't always work. It only works. There we go. Let's get that health power up. There we go. It only works if the zombie is at a distance. If he gets too close, like if he just comes at and attacks you out of nowhere, then the invincibility won't kill him until... Well, I guess it's really not invincibility. It's like this weird magical power that kills zombies when they're far away, but when they get close, it doesn't do anything. This game has by far the best audio sound quality in an audio game I've ever played. Papa Sangre is a bit better, but this is still a child's play. So let's pass that church by a bit, see if we can anyway, and just kind of see how far we can go. I want to see if I can get to that invincibility thingy. Thank you. Those are by far the best zombie sounds I've ever heard. I think there's like a certain, maybe a certain square you step on that makes that invincibility happen. I'd really like to know though, because then I could, you know, play with it more. Goodbye. Let's see if that... Well, see, the fountain's not flooded anymore. Maybe... I'm starting to wonder if they're the same fountain. Oop. Almost had him. Where is he at? There he is. Oh, and we are running low on health now. Oh boy, this is... Yeah, I need to get out of here. This is like where you get surrounded most of the time. No, I don't want to go in there. I need to find the restroom. Since it's raining, I can't hear it very well. I could always do it this way.
Find the restroom. Moby, find the restroom.
Oh, there it is. I'm getting better at this. Oh, he was a one-shot death, I think. Let's go back the other way. No, that's going the wrong way. Oh, flies. Let's walk up to them. Let's go through here. Oh, I am out of ammo. Looks like I have to go in the church and find some. There we go. Goodbye. Let's go out. Oh. Let's see if we go back that way and turn around. Oh, and there's our... There it is. Now let's see if this invincibility works. Try and get a zombie out in the open here. See? Just killed somebody. I didn't even know it was there. See if I can do it again. It might wear off, though. Oh. Now that is a cool sound. I just wish I knew how that was... Oh, that says ambience, that's not. And it wore off. So let us, goodbye. Oh, wait. He's gonna attack me soon. He's behind me. Oh, God. Ew, I got spray of zombie blood in the face. Okay, so, let's go back in here, since I'm still good on health. Oh! And, I am also going to show you a little bug that this game has. Oh, that was a really big one. Oh, there's our heartbeat. And I'm not going to get any new health this time. I'm going to let myself die for a reason, though. I want to show you what happens with a bug here. I'm going to...
Find the restroom, the swamp.
I'm going to have Moby find the swamp.
Moby find the swamp.
All right, here we are. So we're in this swamp. I'm gonna let this zombie kill me while I'm still in here, because I want to show you something. Come on, come here. Shouldn't take too long. Oh yeah, now we're critical. He must be really enjoying that, but there we go.
Try again.
So it's reloading the game.
Excellent. Stay alive.
And now when I walk, watch what happens. See? It's playing the water sounds. So, that's a bug. Now, fortunately, if I... Let's say... Go back into the church. Or the restroom, or wherever.
This must be the restroom.
And come out again. See, footsteps are back to where they should be. So yeah, this is Extent. A really nice concept, or tech demo, or whatever you want to call it. I'm gonna stop right here and just talk a little bit here. And so, what do I like and what don't I like about it? Well, I love the fact that you can just walk around and not have to worry about getting lost. That's always fun. It kind of lets you decide what you want to do. You're not stuck to a route. You're not wandering around aimlessly. You can kind of make your own path. Nothing really matters. You still get an adventure. And another thing that is really nice about this game is, as I said, the sound quality. And the fluidity of the movement. If I turn... Let me get closer to that fountain. It's a nice and loud sound source. There we go. Now if I turn... See, my movements are very nice and... So yeah, that is one good thing. Now... Some points that I'm not going to say bad points, because really they're not. This is a almost perfect tech demo. But some points that need to be improved is if this is really going to take off would be bigger area, probably more buildings to explore. iron out the bugs. Maybe have a scoring system or some kind of way to gauge your progress so that you can, let's say, play it again and get further. I think the heartbeats to indicate your health is fine, but there should be something to let you know when you need to get more ammo. Although, really, that's fine too, because you can kind of gauge that. You don't really have that much ammo to start with. If I had to guess, you probably get like 20 to 30 shots each time you load your gun, and there's probably like a maximum capacity. So, yeah, it's not like you can collect ammo all day and have infinite ammo. Maybe you can, I haven't tried it. But anyway, whether you're low on ammo or not, could be implemented. It doesn't have to be. Heck, you could put something in for health too as a percentage, but I think it would do fine without them, but I can see some players having problems with that. They'd probably want something. So, yeah, that's... And if they could find a way to get 3D audio into this game, that would be scary. It really would benefit. It's fine without it, because you can kind of guess, but there are some times where you don't know if something's in front or behind. If you had 3D audio, that would really help with that. Not saying it's a must, but because it is hard, but it would be worth it. I haven't heard anything about this game in at least a year or two. It's not that old, but it hasn't been updated since it was released. Well, it might have been updated a few times during the first couple weeks, but nothing since then. So I'm thinking that this game wasn't really going to go anywhere. They just kind of made it as a tech demo to show what you could do. I don't know for sure if that's the case, but if it is, that's a shame. I hope that it goes forward because it needs it. And yes, I know it's raining, but I'll get drenched. Why not? So that is it for the extent review. Hope you liked it, and I will see you in another recording. By the way, to exit the game, press the escape key.